Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight Studios on the hill, corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. Come over, check them out, follow them online at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Book yourself a tour today at GaslightSTL.com. And just check out the beautiful facilities they have. They're a great recording studio attached to a bar-type setting where you can hang out and watch your favorite bands play, or you can, if you have a band or a solo artist or whatever the case might be, there's a lot of great opportunity to get in there and record. So get involved, check them out online, and then come out Sunday, October 9th, over to the Gaslight and see Cavo. They're recording. It's the 300th episode of Rock Paper Podcast. We're going to throw a big party over there. We got great vendors like Four Hands Brewery, Urban Chestnut Brewing, Smoking Hot Cigars, Jameson Irish Whiskey, Cha Cha Chow. It's just going to be a good time, good hangout. Of course, Cavo will be live in studio. They will be doing a podcast interview for the show, and we'll also gonna do a live acoustic jam and record it by Loft Sessions. So you can come out, be a part of all that, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. So that's Sunday, October 9th at Gaslight. Check it out, GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio, it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're the Comic Cosmonaut.
On
the Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Comic Cosmonaut.
You got it.
Oh man,
killed
look
it.
At that.
You got it.
Yeah. That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We just say commie.
Yeah?
Commie is the easy way to say it.
That's the abbreviation.
Yes.
Shorten. But yeah, welcome to the show, guys. I'm very excited about this. I've kind of known Dan a little bit through Facebook and stuff and things, but it's kind of cool to get to sit down and get to know you guys all a little bit better. And like I said, I've said a bunch on the show, which is, it's exciting for me to get to constantly discovering new music and people making music in my own hometown and stuff. And so thank you guys for taking some time out to do this today.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. So I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to go around the room and introduce yourselves and say hey?
Sure. I'm Dan Ficicelli. I played strings, keys, and whatever else we need, singing.
And he's excited.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Gassel. I play drums of the electronic type and the acoustic type. And I like to sing. And I like to work with wood. And
that's no joke.
Yeah, this is great. Alex, it's your turn.
Hey, guys. I'm Alex Barden. I play bass and some keys in the Cami. Sorry, I even messed it up. I'm in the band.
He's new.
Give me a break. Yeah, I've been playing music for quite some time, probably 14 years. Started out playing in orchestra, and jazz band in high school and stuff. And continued that over to college and...
Nerd.
Been in a bunch of different musical acts, throughout my career or life, whatever you want to say. So yeah, I'm glad to be a part of the Comic Cosmonaut, and yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're welcome to have you, buddy.
Thanks, love man. You. Thanks. Yeah. Love you guys. Love all you guys.
See My
you.
Name is Dan Turnbaugh. I am also a guitar player, keyboard player, singing. Like what Fico said, anything that's needed. I do some songwriting as well. We got Greg Davis on the mic.
Yo.
This is Greg Davis.
Dan's being humble. He's also in the music embryo.
Yeah.
Aww.
And he's awesome.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm Gregory. And I write words.
Yeah.
And I say them.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Yeah, I listened to a little bit of the songs. Dan passed along some of the stuff, but you guys definitely more of I guess it's fair to say like a hip hop kind of a little electrical in there with some of the stuff.
Yeah,
maybe some of the beats and things. And
it's definitely, you got a lot of inspiration from hip hop.
Yeah, we're so how do five guys from St. Charles area get into hip hop and stuff? Where do you guys grow up on, or you know, get influenced by stuff?
Let's start with Fico and Greg first, because they started the project. Fico was going to Webster at the time, and he started writing songs for his degree. And some of the songs obviously had a hip hop edge. I'm not sure if you used some of these for that.
I used there's a track called "Art of the Muse," and that was kind of the one that kick things off between Greg and I, because I was going to school at the time, and Greg and I were hanging out one time. I'm like, dude, check out this track that I was working on for school. And he heard it, and this is right after we were listening to a bunch of stuff that Greg was getting me hip to on like the newer underground hip hop stuff. I think Sims is what we were listening to at the time. But so I showed him this track, and I had like this guitar solo and stuff on there, because it was for my major, which was guitar. And he's like, let me come over and put some words on that. And I kind of just told him what I felt the tune was about. And he came over, and I thought he was going to sing, because the way that we all started together was a band like, what, 10 years ago now? Something like that. But it was a progressive rock band. And four of the five of us were in that band, and that's where we musically started together. And, you know, we played that for a while. That was our high school band. And it kind of fell out after a while, just because life started after high school, you know. People go to school, people move, whatever. So we hadn't really worked musically since that. And when Greg and I started hanging out a little more, because he was going to Webster at the same time, we were like, man, we need to get this band back together. But we were like, we don't want to do what we were doing, because it was fun for the time, but it was it had its time.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, what do we want to do? And so he started showing me the Sim stuff. He started showing me, Anderson .Paak, however you say it.
Yeah. Malibu.
Malibu, dude. Astronautilus, Atmosphere. That's what you were showing me at the time.
Same here.
Yeah.
The first thing I ever really listened to that was underground was Astronautilus.
Yeah.
Super raw and suburban, and it was just, it was cool.
Sure. I love Atmosphere. As you said that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Atmosphere is, yeah.
Well, and that was a big part at the beginning, too, because we were like, well, we want it to be a band, but we want it to be hip-hop. And, I mean, we all have rock upbringings for the most part. So, like, we listened to hip-hop, but we hadn't really performed hip-hop. So I was like...
And that is a bear, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, or at least I think general consensus from a lot of rock musicians
or people that have been in that scene is, oh, well, a hip-hop artist is nothing but a programmed beat and somebody that can rhyme words. But there's so many nuances that happen in hip-hop and so many things that you have to really pay attention to more so than you would with a rock type of band or performance, that it's very complicated and complex, and especially the way we're doing it. I mean, the way that we're doing it is we're taking a rock instrumentation, being that everyone is playing an actual instrument. There's not a DJ,
right?
And we're trying to perform hip hop beats and things of that nature that are historically played by a machine. So, you know, my role is very stressful because I have to perform these things that a machine would normally perform, and so it needs to sound that way. But, you know, there's also other aspects and ways that we look at these things that, you know, we want to be natural with this stuff. We want to be organic. Some of it, we don't have to conform to a digital sound or a more machine type of feel.
Sure. So.
Well, what I think we could possibly do, unless you have something that you want to ask, I think it'd be cool to show the people what we started doing.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we first started doing this, he talked about doing a song called The Art of the Muse. Mm-hmm. And it was a song that had a hip hop beat, and it had a grand piano that had just a very, very strange progression, very abstract, and then it had a real violin over top of it, and it just sounds totally different from anything I've ever listened to. We moved on to this song called Gasoline, which I want everyone that's listening to this podcast to hear. It's one of the more hip-hop songs that Ficco ever showed me for this project. It starts out with this breakbeat that was, you know, totally tore apart and rebuilt into something cool. And we re-recorded some acoustic drums over top of it. There's a real bass over top of it. And Greg got in the studio and worked his lyrical magic over it. It's very, very cool. So I hope you all enjoy it. Again, the song is called Gasoline. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Fire is one of mankind's most ferocious and persistent enemies.
Off the top at noon, a woman is recovering in the hospital after she was doused in gasoline and then set on fire.
Consider what it might cause. A nuclear war when enemy bombs could cause dozens of fires in and near your home.
Fear smart battle in the smoke of broken axe. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Pass the torch before you burn the bridge of broken past. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Fear smart battle in the smoke of broken axe. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Pass the torch before you burn the bridge of broken past. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax.
Take it to the basics, make it, pour it out like gasoline. It only takes a dollar and a dime, we chase it. The same old town at the same old scene. Tick tock on the body clock, my hand was once anchored. Now it's free from shackled thirst and the taste is so serene. Habits die fast with a lighter and a match. Karma burns black in a chunk of smokestack. We met up in the future so we could travel back. But my dreams are for tomorrow. I'm choosing to ignore the past. Now I stick my hand out with my middle finger and laugh.
Pause.
fierce smog battle in the smoke, a broken axe. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Pass the torch before you burn the bridge, a broken past. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Loudspeaker plump, we getting drunk off the bottle. Keep the music pump, keep the vibe moving full throttle. I'll design a vision, an interesting model of me up on the freeway, driving towards a freeday. What's that you say? Hey, he who laughs last is the one who got away. He stands on top of trash, the plagiaristic fakes. He throws another match into the past to set ablaze. Fierce smog battle in the smoke, a broken axe. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax. Pass the torch before you burn the bridge, a broken past. Stop the feeling of your ignorance, relax.
Yeah, man, a lot of people tend to kind of dismiss hip-hop, at least guys in the rock and roll world. But I think anybody that sits down to write it or even investigate the sound, they will find that it's literally all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, oh, it's just people are stealing other people's sounds. People don't understand that that's actually the art form.
Right.
Sampling is the new art form. And then you always have the luxury to, like, actually create the music. And that's what we do as a band, you know? So
right.
We're more or less, like, I always tell people we're studio jockeys. We just, like, hang out in the studio.
Yeah.
We are constantly recording.
Well, Gasoline started out with a sample, a breakbeat sample.
Yeah, so that was just an amen break for anybody who knows what an amen break is. It's just like one of the most sampled drum beats there is. So I was trying to get into cut up sampled drums because a buddy of mine, actually a guy who used to be in the old band Voodoo, Barry Zimmerman, he also goes as Shitbird, but he does like this 8-bit breakbeat stuff. And I was like, man, you gotta show me how to do this breakbeat stuff. And he's like, dude, get an amen break and just start from there. So I did, and it was kind of on accident, but I imported it into the session I was doing, and I had a setting on that imported it at halftime. And so when I played it, it played back halftime. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I gotta capture it because it just sounded so cool. So that whole tune started from a happy accident while I was trying to get into a little bit of knowing what I was doing.
Right.
Right.
And then you wrote the keyboards over top of that.
Yeah.
All the synth stuff you did, even the synth bass. I ended up re-recording the bass with a real bass, and me and Gasol did the bass and the drums at the same time.
Yeah. So it's got a sampled kit in there, and it's got a acoustic kit in there as well. And Gasol came in and just killed it. You and him just murdered the end of that tune.
Oh,
like,
we just
the groove on it.
It was cool because there was no click. We just played with the tune. So, you know, all the nuances of the feel of the song, the groove of the song, we got to really dig into that opposed to a click track, you know. So
Yeah,
it was
sick. I think one of the coolest thing about this group is that we're all musicians that have played together a lot in the past,
right,
for years. And, you know, anybody that's in a band or in any kind of a group project knows that the more you work with somebody, the more you pick up on their, you know, character and their technicality and things like that. And all of that kind of works together in the end to create a really nice outcome. But a lot of it is, it's really hard work to begin with to get to, you know, where we've gotten to over the years.
Oh man, yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been exciting, but it's been a roller coaster because, you know, we create this expectation. And now that Alex is in the band, you know, the roller coaster's back at a good pace. But
well, it's a family. Like, anybody who's in a band that they give a shit about, like, if I always feel like it, if you haven't fought, then you're not, you don't care. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we have all done that. And that's why Alex is in the band, because we fought with Alex back then, too, and we were like, but he's such a badass player. You know? And he was just younger at the time. That's all it was. And now he comes in and brings, like, this whole other angle. And so, like, it really is this amalgamation of five different minds that took a long time apart musically. You know, I think about 8 years that we just didn't really work with this group. And so when it came back together, everybody had matured, but separately.
Right.
Instead of, like, we all grew up together,
right,
playing music, but then we separated for a while and matured in individual ways and then brought that back together. And that's I think, what happened to create Comic Cosmonaut more than anything, more than, like, the, you know, a beat or something like that. It was kind of, every one of us were like, we gotta make music together again.
Yeah.
You know?
And how long has officially been a project now?
A couple of years. Like, 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, a lot of that was us going, we know we want to do it,
right,
but we got no idea how to do
it. Well, a lot of it was Ficco and Greg, and then it started out, okay, well, we really like the song, let's do another song, we'd love to have you, and they asked me to come in, they asked Gassel to come in, so we were creating stuff, and like I said, we wrote all these songs, and we had these expectations to meet, and we wanted to be able to build on instrumentation even more in the future. So on the song Gasoline, Alex will be playing keyboards, I play bass, Gas plays drums, Ficco plays keyboards, and then Greg's spitting on the mic.
That's one thing. A little while back, I saw some video online, and it was kind of breaking down more of, like, the actual lyrics and stuff, and how, like, the patterns that rappers
bars
use, and the bars, and how, like, sometimes there's multiple rhymes within, you know, like, a different rhyming schemes and all the different stuff each different artist has their own, you know, thing, whatever it is, but they broke down how, like, you know, Notorious B.I.G. does, and how, like, Mos Def and all these, you know, like,
yeah,
how their little nuances and stuff that
they
do and stuff.
I remember the history of hip-hop.
Yeah. Like, it was just really, you know, like, obviously I've been a fan of those guys, and I've listened to all this music over, you know, most of my life, and it was just like, but I never really, you know, analyzed it like that. You know, I've never been an artist, never been a musician or anything to you know, dive that deep into it. I just listened and enjoyed what I heard. But when they were showing, like, how many, you know, different rhymes and all the other stuff they were doing, it was just like, man, this is, like, so much going on here with just the words and hip hop and stuff. And
I think I might be, like, one of the only people that do it. I mean, I don't know, you guys are musicians, maybe you can agree, but I literally just had this conversation with my girlfriend where I was talking about being an avid music listener, and just, like, my whole life, that I've always, if I heard a song I liked, I instantly went and found out everything I could find out about it, found out who was playing guitar on it, who wrote the words, what the words are. I would literally go look up the words, read them to the song, know what was actually being said.
Sure.
And so it's kind of funny. I've had this conversation with my girlfriend, like, just started thinking of all these songs that she thought she knew the words to. We're looking them up, and she was, like, mind blown. But I've always been that way. I've always looked at poetry and just, like, lyricism like that. So when I found hip hop, rap music in general, that is the platform for that type of interest. So.
Yeah.
Just a little backstory on Mr. Gregory Davis here. He used to scream in a heavy metal band based out of St. Louis called The Gorge.
That's irrelevant, but yeah.
So the reason I mention that is because he went from that to this,
right?
And it just, you know, speaks to the diversity of his musical palette, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, there's a. I mean, there's a lot. Like, you know, you see people all the time, you know, put out all kinds of different records and stuff, and it's really cool to see, you know, how even Snoop Dogg did a reggae album, you know. So, like, you know, it's you see people make a very drastic change of, you know,
him working with the Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just enjoy the people that aren't afraid to take a risk and try something different, you know, try some different art and things. So I do think you guys are on to something cool here, though. I think, you know, we were kind of talking off mic, me and Greg, and saying how there is quite a bit going on with, like, you know, kind of underground hip-hop in St. Louis right now, so...
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, I think St. Louis in, as a whole, and, you know, generalization of music. There's artistic people doing a lot of really cool things right now. There's and it's exciting to be a part of this whole thing. So hopefully some cool stuff happens here. So, but you guys had a couple other songs you wanted to throw on for people to hear, and these will all be on the album coming out. Soon,
so yeah,
before the end of the year,
before the first of the year, so
yeah,
we're putting out an album called War Tones,
yeah,
and there's gonna be 6 songs, maybe 7,
yeah,
it's 7,
and we should probably have like 3 or 4 release tracks at the time we release the album, so you will have heard half of the album by the time we release the whole album,
right?
Yeah. I mean, some of it's already been released.
Yeah, the 4th song is tonight. Releasing the 4th song tonight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want to check out more, we're on SoundCloud, The Comic Cosmonaut, or on Bandcamp, The Comic Cosmonaut.
But yeah, let's throw another one on here in the middle. So we played Gasoline. Do we have another one you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, after Gasoline was the demo that we released first, and when you go on Bandcamp you can see the release date. I'm not sure what it was, but the second one we released was Voxtrot. We released it with a video on YouTube. It's a very cool video that Greg threw together. Voxtrot is another interesting song. It's more interesting to me than the other ones we talked about, just because it's vocal based. It's got a really, really fat beat, fat synth bass. It's all written by Dan Ficicelli. And it's all recorded by Dan Ficicelli. We produced it together as a band, though, so it's kind of... We finished the form together as a band, but the original idea and pretty much most of the recording is Fico, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very cool. It's got, like... It's almost like Beach Boys vocals with a hip-hop beat underneath. And it's very dark, you know? It's got a really cool lyric content that just puts you in this weird... you know, dark place. And
sure.
It's very, very cool. So yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to my world, it's a misfit chuckle for the hour. I slave awake quite impressively in the morning, only because I am a coward. I can't be trusted, don't ask me for favors. So here I am on your doorstep, slow crep, holding a bouquet of flowers. I can't admit shit, it's been some days. Living in the shade, I could probably use a shower. I robbed the bank once, but I gave the money to my neighbors. Welcome to my world, it's a misfit chuckle for days. I misbehave to your dismay, and that's okay, only because I am a slave. Don't even try, cause this is me, and I don't care. I'm as shallow as an unmarked grave, as false as a LA bedroom stage. I must admit that I'm the shit, and I can blame it on my parents, that's how I was raised. I pulled the plug once on my best friend to amend a life that wasn't there. For a lifetime. In my free time I commit crime, laid out to fade out. I made out with a peace of mind. While I stayed out, she got played out on the surface of my mind. There is no doubt that we sold out, and in time I'm certain she'll be fine. In the meantime, while I write rhymes, I create a house of cards out of lies. I'll destroy relationships until they die. I cross my heart and hope to live. A lie is all I have to give. You could be the one to stick the needle in my eye. So stack, blackjack,
guys, we're saying that, you know, the four of you have played a lot together, but you said Alex is the new guy of the group.
Hey,
it hasn't said hardly anything over there, so
yeah, I feel like I'm just so new that I can't really talk about any of the songs from this album because I didn't actually record or I wasn't a part of it. You know, the stuff that they're releasing tonight is
We already have six new songs. We already have six new songs that are not on this album. So,
yeah. So that's the other thing that we were talking about. We've been doing this for 2 years, and a little more than half of that, I think, was just figuring out how to do it. And now that the process, we've kind of figured out what our sound is that we want, or at least we know it when we hear it, kind of thing. You know.
Yeah.
That's where Alex came in. I had to bow out for a little bit due to just, like, scheduling. Because, you know, everybody's got to work, you know.
Yeah.
I got two daughters, got to feed them. But, you know, when I bowed out, Gassel actually came to me first, I think, and was like, dude, so we're talking about getting Alex in there. And I was like, yeah do that. That's about how that conversation went. And I was like, I kept hearing, like, the stuff that they had started. Because I wasn't like, out of the project. It just, I hadn't been in the next stage of creation. And so I started hearing the stuff that Alex was doing with him. I'm like, man, I need to get off my ass and get back in there, you know?
And I've been trying to get in this group for a while. I know every time I talk to Gassel or Greg, I'm like, yo, what's up, man?
The last time I saw you, you actually made me feel bad about it.
Good. Why do I not?
was like, so what's up? You know,
like, dude, I'm leaving your band, man.
Yeah. I felt so left out when you guys
I mean, we say all these nice things about him, but really, he just bitched his way in, you know?
Alex is, Alex, what's your degree in?
It's in music performance.
Music performance. So, when me and Greg, and that was a really loud piece of shit car that just drove but me, Greg, Alex, and another guy named Jimmy Greenwood, we were in a band when we were younger, the end of high school for us, the beginning of high school for Alex.
Yeah.
Called the Greenhouse Effect. And at the time, we had just lost a bass player, and we were friends with a guy named Neil Barden, who's Alex's older brother. And we were like, hey, you know, can we get your little brother to play bass? Because we knew he played bass, but we didn't know how good he was. Then he came over and he started playing, and we were like, holy shit. Jesus Christ, this kid is amazing. And so from that point on, it was just like, it was natural. It was amazing. That whole experience, you know. And so, to me, you know, I've always wanted Alex in another group and work with him because he's an amazing musician.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
we came from like this really like weird pool of really talented musicians. It must have been something in the water in St. Peter's.
Yeah.
But Alex is definitely...
It's probably...
He's always been one of the...
He drank a lot of water.
Every music circle in America only has about a handful of good bass players. The guitar players are a dime a dozen. But there's only a handful of the bass players. And Alex is definitely one of those bass players.
Thank you, guys. You guys are just too kind.
Well, it's crazy what you just hit on a little while back. Like, there was this surge, or at least it felt like it.
Dude, Surge was so good.
Yeah, Surge Tankian. When we were in high school, all of these musicians were coming out of our high school, and we're like, they were really talented people, and we're like, man, we all want to see everybody do well, you know? And like, to this day, there's still a high number of those guys that came out of Fort Zumwalt South in the time that we were there too. I mean, you got all the guys in the gorge that came out of there. You've got, you know, the five of us who were also playing with other projects. There's Ryan Wasaba.
So many dynamos.
Everybody in that. Clayton Constall. Jerry, well.
In the gorge, yeah, Jerry Mazuka. Baroness has a new bass player, Nick Jost. Greg was in a band with Nick Jost growing up. Also, Nick Jost is in the gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Jost is one of those handful of bass players. Yeah, he's one of those guys. And Nick is amazing.
And then my brother's the new bassist of the Gorge.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So like there's this big group of musicians who have all been working together for all these years, and just it's been so fun. At least for me, I can speak for myself. At least it's been so fun to watch it all happen for all these years and keep happening, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Comic Cosmonaut thing was like a venture in a direction I feel like a lot of guys just weren't deciding to go.
They skirt. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but this is our attempt at it.
That's a lot of how this whole thing got started for me. Really, was this music addiction, I guess. And so, I mean, I was introduced to music, obviously, very young with my parents' music and stuff. And but for me, discovering more music on my own was me going to watch my buddies from high school play and stuff. And I went to high school in Wentzville with guys in a hard rock group called Exit 714, and then another group called Hollow Point Heroes. Both great bands. They're still around. Just
Hollow Point does pops and
yeah, they still play. Exit's been on kind of on a hiatus, but I think
just bells and stuff.
Going to see those guys play kind of, and then that networked into, you know, seeing other bands opening for them or sharing the stage with them and stuff and like and so on and so on. So I just until I just became grew this like big love of the St. Louis music scene and stuff. So I'm right there with you guys with all these talented friends coming out of the
network.
Yeah.
I love the St. Louis music scene right now, and I every time I see anybody that's doing just what you're doing, documenting what's going on right now in St. Louis, like I'm so happy that it's getting done, because I think the rest of the country hasn't caught up to how hip the St. Louis music scene is becoming.
Yeah,
and
I think people talk about Boston and Nashville or a couple of these other bigger markets and these bigger cities of for music and stuff, but I definitely feel that St. Louis has something going on right now, and I think people are gonna soon take notice to it's happening, but it's just I just hope that not for my own sake, but for everybody that's been on the show, but I'm hoping someday whenever it is, 5 years or whatever, people come back and look at like this list of people that were on the show and just be like, oh my god, look at all these people that
right.
It's like
right.
So yeah, I agree. I'm having a great time documenting all, but I really believe in there's something going on here. So, but yeah, like I said, man, it's cool. It's cool being a part of this whole thing and like from rock to hip hop or whatever. So, but it's cool that you guys got this going on, man. You got the record. We're hoping early or before the end of the year, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you guys. I'm sure you guys will throw some big release party or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have that. You'll definitely hear about it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then is getting on the road something you guys want to do, or you guys just want to stay here and play locally?
That's kind of hard to answer.
Yeah, we're totally a dad club.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Three of us got kids. These guys don't, but pretty much all have families,
sure.
Spouses.
There's a lot of my friends that are the same thing. No, and they're all like kind of weekend warriors. I make I think I talk about it a lot on this show, but it's kind of the ideal thing about being here in St. Louis is that it's the middle of the map. It's nice to make a weekend run to, do a show in Kansas City or Chicago or
yeah,
right.
Something.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility to hit the road even with having a family and everything now.
Right. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
And that's something that that a lot of St. Louis musicians are, and kind of going back to our previous point a little bit, but a lot of St. Louis musicians are realizing that we have that, and we can go do kind of something that people on the coast can't do. We can go do a 3-day tour and hit 4 or 5 towns,
Sure.
It's crazy how like centralized we are and how close everything is, and everybody does great in all those markets,
We should also mention like how, what we do in the daytime kind of helps more of a collaborative effort. This Dan over here, he actually records bands,
yeah.
So he's out there networking and helping other St. Louis artists. And this guy produces a bunch of younger guys, teaches them. I've been designing for everybody, so like collectively our efforts have kind of like expanded into our careers and whatnot. So we're all kind of equally aligned with the music passion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird how it all kind of boils together.
Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of like a testament to the timeline of this band, is because it has very much been like a, you know, when we can get together. But we saw what we were making, and we were like, no matter what, we got to keep making this. But like one of the things that came up in making all these tunes was like this idea of a collective of like-minded people who are just helping each other out for the sake of the arts, not just music, but the arts in St. Louis. And so, like, Greg's worked on a bunch of local albums for various bands and stuff, just doing graphic art for them. Myself and Turnbull have helped. There's this band coming up right now called Mess that we kind of... He produced and I, you know, recorded them and stuff. But like, we're trying to keep St. Louis getting better and better. And a lot of times it's just, hey, what are you doing? Can I help out at all? You know.
Well, the most important thing I feel like with this band, and goes back to you talking about touring, is I feel like one of the most important things we can do is document what we are doing and where we're at in our musical careers. Like, if I die tomorrow, I want to make sure that everyone can hear what I've done.
Yeah, you know?
And sure. I think that's one of the most important things of this collective, is being able to document art in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like we'll end up doing, more so than touring. I just want to keep putting out music. New music, new music, new music.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big part of this for me. As the podcast, I saw Kevin Smith did a one man show thing, whatever, you know, his Q&A, telling stories and all this stuff. But one of the things he was, you know, talking about his podcast and stuff, and he was talking about that he likes to do his show, like, some, you know, have his mom on and stuff like that, and it was like, you know, stuff, because someday, you know, she'll be gone or he'll be gone or whatever, but those, all, you know, that recordings will all live on. And
exactly.
And so that kind of really hit me, like, knowing that, like, same thing, if I, you know, I don't have children now, but if the time comes and stuff, like, at least they can always rediscover what, you know, stuff I was up to and things. So same thing with your music, was always gonna live on, but hopefully somebody will dust off these recordings someday and discover some cool music in town. And
yeah, so we have way more than we'll ever share.
Yeah.
And somehow it's almost like we're keeping sketchbooks. Like, that's what our, like, audio file library essentially is.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a lot to do, I think, we learned from our old projects. We were in a really great band, and by the time we disbanded, we had nothing to show for what we had created. And so years went by, we were just always like, man, we had something special. So since we hooked back up,
we've absolutely documented
yeah, like,
we always hit record
every minute. Right.
Well, that's
cool.
Yeah, what's that, Joseph Gordon-Levitt does a YouTube thing, and it's called Hit Record or something like that. And
yeah, it's a really cool, it's a huge project.
Yeah.
It's really cool. People just throw up whatever they have.
Gross.
They just throw up on
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
They put that weird stuff on it.
And you know, like
sawdust. Yeah, sawdust.
Like minty
mint,
sawdust.
Minty sawdust.
So they just throw up whatever ideas that they have, or little snippets of music, or like a little video that they made, or somebody will post up there, I've got an idea to make this type of movie, or whatever, and it's a huge crowdsourcing of just like open everything is free to everybody. everybody is encouraged to make something out of whatever somebody uploaded on there.
Sure.
And some great things have come out of that.
Well, I think that the whole thing, the name came out of even that was, like you're saying, hit record, because, like, you know, that was the, that they would always say that to you, make sure the it was recording before they, you know, did whatever they were going to do. So make sure it was all, you didn't want to do something cool and not be on tape, you know, or whatever. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, so.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
So the other song that we're going to show is called Penny in the Lake.
Yeah.
And it started out with Gasol coming up with the beat. And it was a simple, it was actually a rock-inspired beat. You know, it has double bass drum, and we looped that, all right? And then once he looped that, we were like, okay, what's going to go over top of that? So I remember they went out to smoke a cigarette, and I was just chilling on the MIDI keyboard, and I had this bass synth pulled up, and I started just jamming over it, and I made this bass line that had nothing to do with the drum line, but it had this cool groove. And so I recorded over that. And we're like, dude, how about we do claps, but we do the bass guitar rhythm over the drum beat. So we did claps with the bass rhythm. And it just turned into this crazy animal that I never even expected it to become. Like, I did not see it coming at all. But Greg threw some cool lyrics over that.
The lyrics on that song are kind of different than the lyrics... Are inspired in a different way than the lyrics on the whole rest of everything.
Exactly. They're more abstract. But, yeah. However, they do talk about his life and about his daily things like creating stuff for people or, you know, being a graphic designer. So... The lyrics are on Bandcamp, so you can go decipher all that if you'd like. Greg might be able to spill some beans about something.
Yeah, the content for Comma Cosmonaut is actually rather personal. My whole life every project I've ever been in, we actually drummed kind of large and made up stories and narratives and
just, I shaved off my eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Really weird concepts. And so one thing I never did growing up was ever get personal. And so Kamikaze, this is like the first project where there's actually some relevance in the words. So, yeah, it's actually just a song about my occupation. So, yeah.
One thing real quick I wanted to make mention of, I guess, for my personal hip-hop experience and, I guess, well, anyway. So we used to hang out with a bunch of guys down in North City, and
Shreve.
Dude, that's really baby. Where this all started.
It really is. So we used to hang out with a guy. His name's Ben Monroe. The guy went on to do some really awesome stuff. He still does awesome stuff. He's in a different city all the time. He's recorded some really big acts, but his I guess name or label or what he goes by is XP Music. Anybody who's interested in hip hop at all should go check it out.
If you're out in California, Ben Monroe,
Atlanta, California.
Too. Oh, Atlanta too.
Okay. Yeah. They just put out a thing with DJ Stevie J featuring Migos. The track's called Heard of That.
Shout out.
Check it out. It's awesome. It's quite a bit different from what we do, but we learned a lot from those guys, especially Ben and all the guys down at the chapel in North City. So, yeah, shout out.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's really where the hip hop bug started.
Yeah,
was with XP Music because
I don't know what they're talking about.
Dude,
I went out with Greg you guys. I went out with you guys a few times.
Greg never went out with us, so
he didn't know. But that's really where it started. I went out there to play guitar for him one day, and I thought I was gonna. I was walking into what I thought was just like an abandoned building. And then I walk into this studio, and it's just like the greatest studio I've ever seen. I'm like, all right, everything's gonna be cool. And got to sit with those guys and see how it's done for real. Like those guys are what inspired us to start that.
Yeah. I like to throw your picture online and ask the fans, if they have any questions for you. And the only one I got on this particular instance was from James Ballesteros, and he asked if you guys, if you missed him.
And I replied to him. Yeah. I said we do, because we love him.
So I just thought that was interesting, because I met James, Jimbo, mm-hmm. Through... We were at a wedding for Chris, who was my original co-host of the show. We were hanging out there, and we got to talking, and then I went to school with his wife, so I knew her and all this, and then, like, realized that he played music, and got to, you know, all this stuff talking. And anyway, he's co-hosted a couple of times on the show. We've become real good friends and all this, but I just thought it was interesting to... you know, to meet you guys, and that you guys were also friends of his and things. So it was,
we went to high school with Jim.
Yeah. Oh, that was back to high school.
Yeah, he's good people.
Back to high school again.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a
Jim. What's up, man? We miss you.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. Listen, he's been part to show support and spread the good word up in the northeast or northwest up there. And he's over in, like, Washington now.
Yeah, so, yeah. He just moved there not too long ago, right? About a year.
Yeah, so he's been trying to do the good, spread the good word, try to get everybody to listen to Rock Paper Podcast, and maybe you guys might have a nice influx in and downloads from that area.
That'd be great.
So yeah,
we'll keep in mind for when we do tour.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Those weekend trips to Washington.
To Washington. Yeah. Washington. Yeah, weekend trip.
Hey, before you all go, I don't know what's happening right now because I was gone, but check out
Jimbo Ballesteros.
Yeah. Okay. Well, check out the new single that we're dropping here on the podcast. It's called No Respect.
Rock Paper Podcast exclusive, right?
Yeah. That's right, baby.
I always like, I keep wanting to have like those reggae air horns.
But yeah, the song's, it's a song that I actually wrote this guitar part, and it was built into this really cool, simple song form, and had a cool beat to it. It's actually got acoustic set on it, so I hope you enjoy the recording.
Yeah. So a couple of these are, you like I said, you are available on Bandcamp. Yep. Download right now, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And No Respect will be on Bandcamp as well after it releases on the podcast, which I'm not sure how that works. So
yeah, we'll be up here shortly.
All right. We try to wrap it with a bow.
Yeah.
So we're going to release like a cool little piece of content.
Right on.
To accompany the song.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've been... trying to make sure that we always present, he's being modest, but we always present some of Greg's just physical art, whether it be graphic art or whatever. Somehow we always make sure that we get his art into what Kami releases, for sure.
Sure. I think that's great, because like for me, that, you know, even going back to what Greg was saying with reading liner notes and, you know, lyrics and all that, you know, for me, music's always been very visual. You know, it's like from holding a vinyl record to, you know, reading the liner notes that way, or
absolutely,
you know, whatever it might be. But like, it's there's definitely a lot of you know, physical representation of it as well. One thing I thought was a cool project was they had this collaboration of St. Louis musicians. It was like a vinyl record put together called Last in the American League. Did you guys see that project at all?
No.
There's like 15, you know, various artists on it. Featured a bunch of different groups.
You should keep doing that. Like, why don't people keep doing that?
Well, it was just really a neat, you know, kind of a time capsule of St. Louis music for, I think it was 2015 that came out. But what I thought was the best part about it, like I said, was the physical form, because it came with a like a big book, and each track had like a different artist for physical art with it. So some of them, like, you know, charcoal drawings, or some of them made pottery, or some of them, you know, whatever it was, so they made some piece of art that was inspired by that particular song. And it was all like kind of featured in this book that came with it and stuff. So
that sounds great.
It was just a really cool way to kind of bring a bunch of different worlds together and stuff in one project. And so I supported the it was like they did like a Kickstarter or whatever, GoFundMe or whatever, one of those projects to, you could like pre-order a copy of the double LP vinyl. And so anyway, check out Last in the American League if you
Last
haven't done
in the
so.
American League.
Yeah, I think there's still some stuff out there you can get a hold of that. But yeah, it's
is that like a league of their own?
I think Last in the American League is it all came out of first in beer, first in shoes, last in the American League. It was all St. Louis. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's not about baseball then. Yeah.
Well, then,
yeah. Well, there's another project going on that kind of like that right now, the STL Here and Now project.
Sure, yeah. They're doing cool stuff too.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what they marry with it as far as like the physical representation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool little snapshot too of what's going on right now.
Physical.
Well, make sure you check out the Music Embryo project. Check out The Old Soul Survival, check out Blastar, check out Music Embryo, check out Brother Father,
Cara Louise Band,
check out definitely check out The Comic Cosmonaut, because it's coming at you.
Yeah.
And rock, paper, MF, and podcast. Aye.
Shane, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, guys, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking some time out again, like getting to know you guys a little better. And
yeah.
Getting to hear some tunes. So.
Well, we'll keep you posted on the release.
So. Yeah, hopefully we have a release party and all that fun stuff coming up soon. So
be awesome.
Keep an eye out. You guys, you have a Facebook page.
That's right.
And then Bandcamp, like we said, any other. And
trust me, if you put Kama Cosmonaut in Google, you'll find all the
right.
Yeah, just so you know, it's KamiCosmonaut. Son of a bitch. Kami Cosmonaut. You can spell, you can do it. We love you.
I want somebody that's at home typing that in. Like, son of a bitch. Oh. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The blueprint of my future was drawn on a napkin yesterday. And the drink that sat on top of it, it washed it all away. Now I wish that I could think of something rather clever to say. To bring it back into existence so I could make my grand escape. But I know the plans are gone, betrayed and far away. And that the start of tomorrow is yet once again delayed. I can feel the energy dispersed within the sun rays. And I can teach a child how to laugh, teach a child how to play. I don't need a map, I just wanna rap. And maybe perhaps I could persuade to teach myself how to smile, teach myself to behave. It appears to be my curse in which I stand and which I stay. And the mask I wear to bed will lie for me for one more day. And I know the pessimist is closer rather than the far away. And that I am a meal for the hunter, I am his prey. I am a starving artist and I will be hungry for days. I tend to lose myself in thought when I ponder on prospect. I reserve the right to fight and bite the sight of slight regret. Insatiable, heartfelt, I once tried to protect. Where I reside, an alibi to deny when I forget. I carry the weight 1,000 steps, I smoke 1,000 cigarettes. I placed my bet and paid my debt, a chase that carried with vacant breath. With shallow steps, I failed the test and felt effects that melt sunsets. With crooked sex and blatant wrecks, we all accept no respect. Half erect and underslept, I wake up on new day. I expect the new and next will continue to fade away. I pretend that I am content with living my life this way. And I file my memory banks with dirty dishes and stubborn waste. I rate a mile inside my mind every step along the way. I trip on every single word that I ever say. I am a starving artist and I am compelled to be this way.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.